wanted to give you a piece of breaking news that we obtained while we were talking to Trevor Tkach. And that is that up in Charlevoix County, a little bit to our north and east, the bridge, the U.S. 31 highway there, has been temporarily closed because of a bomb threat. You normally don't see these things happening here in northern Michigan, but in this case, there has been a threat, and the MSP is taking it seriously. They're bringing in canine teams, and they will be checking for explosions, explosives, rather. And until then, U.S. 31 there in Charlevoix County and in the city of Charlevoix is going to be closed. And I pass that along because I know a lot of you have friends and family and kin that reside up there in the summertime. Yesterday, we broke the news as it came down. Nick Roddy informing us that Al Avila, the 22-year veteran baseball executive for the Detroit Tigers, had been relieved of his duties as GM. This is after a less than stellar, and there I go again being kind, a less than stellar season for a lot of the free agents that he obtained over the winter, and it's been 7 long years. Shakespeare talks about his winter of discontent only because he's not a Tiger fan. Otherwise, it'd be a lot more seasons than that. Lynn Henning has been following it all from his perch with the Detroit News and as a freelance writer. Lynn, good afternoon.
Hi, Guy. Yeah, a lot of discontent with the baseball team this year. And at a point, really, when everybody had thought things were about to turn north, and they just didn't. They spiraled back. Now, it was a catastrophic year as far as people getting hurt. I've never seen anything in baseball history to match what the Tigers have lost here, whether it was starting pitchers or when their outfield was all gone. All this stuff was really, Guy, beyond comprehension at times. But separate from that, and you really could separate the existing roster from all of the Black Cat stuff, it just wasn't a playoff-grade roster after 7 years of Al Avila being at the helm. And with really the despair around Comerica Park, it was evident to some of us a couple of months ago that this change was going to be inevitable. The only surprise, I think, on my end is I thought they might wait till the end of the year. But
yeah.
It probably made sense, Guy, to do it now and get a head start on the field.
The timing was curious, and I got to tell you, as I watched the game last night, the whole thing was writ large as Avi Baez strikes out with the bases loaded. And you know, in a critical situation where a rally could have come back, and they ended up losing 3-2, they could have won that game. The only bright spot has been the bullpen. Talk to me about what level of input you think A.J. Hinch will have in this decision, and also the some of the thorns that come along with that, because you can't have a guy picking his own boss.
No, and I wrote that same thing yesterday, because certainly a person that knows the business world and how commerce works the way Chris Illich does and the Illich family does understands that very point, that you can't have a manager or a head coach picking his general manager or a coach picking his athletic director. That kind of framework just doesn't really function. So what will happen, Guy, I'm sure, is because A.J. Hinch knows the Major League Baseball corridors so well, he knows the network, he is going to understand that there are people here and there, whether it's people he met with the Astros or with the Padres or with the Diamondbacks. He's been around, and he knows, as all the people who are plugged into the circle know, who the bright lights are. And he'll be able to recommend some people to Chris Illich. Those people probably would be endorsed to Chris Illich anyway. He's going to take a very broad look, I think, at the field and the landscape. And I think they'll go outside. I believe Chris Illich has learned that after 20 years, they probably need an infusion of new blood, new thought, and probably some different MLB DNA in the whole picture here.
Do you think Theo Epstein is interested in coming to Detroit? And he's no longer the whiz kid. I mean, he's an older executive. I don't know that he's new blood. I don't know that he's fresh blood.
Yeah, that's a good point, because naturally everybody's drawn to the celebrity, and he's the first guy that comes to mind. But people have to remember, he left Boston under kind of fractious terms there, and then he goes to the Cubs, builds them up, and then of his own volition leaves, just as things have probably crested there. So he's not, other than his genius for baseball, which is pretty well known, but there are a lot of geniuses out there for sure. And I can tell you right now, Guy, that they would be better to identify their own bright light instead of finding somebody that someone else identified. And I thought this was the Lions' problem forever and ever and ever. Get your own guys. Trust that the people that you're interviewing who present themselves as having this kind of insight and this kind of grasp on a sport are going to be your version of Theo Epstein. And I think Chris Illich is secure enough to make that kind of identification this time around.
There was a comment that Chris made last night that was kind of, I think, disappointing. Some were outraged by it. He was asked by one of the beat reporters, you know, in retrospect, looking at the season that Justin Verlander is having and has had, do you regret trading him? And Chris said, I didn't trade him. Al did. It was kind of an unfortunate passing of the buck, and then I think, well, who is in charge of the team? Is it, you know, do you bear no responsibility?
No, it was a churlish response, and I know he regretted it probably as quickly as he said it. Chris Illich is a very civil guy,
and he's surprised.
He's got decorum, and he knows that was sort of a button pushing moment, and he didn't respond very clearly or very well to it. But yeah, this is where the Al Avila thing gets lost, I think, in a lot of confusion, Guy. And that deal for Verlander was, in fact, at the time, stunningly good. And I'll tell you why. There were no bidders for a Hall of Fame bound pitcher. None. That's how tight the 2017 trade market was that July. No bidders for a guy who did exactly what he did do ultimately for Houston. But Houston didn't even call until about 3 hours before deadline. They got three good prospects. The thoroughbred horse was Franklin Perez, a pitcher with no injury history, who would have been a rotation mainstay for years, gets hurt the next spring, and that falls apart. So I really don't blame Avila for anything other than a lot of bad luck. The free agencies and the trades were not the way this team was going to get better. It was going to come from the draft and from the Latin American signings. They have done a paltry job in providing talent and personnel through those channels, and that explains the Tigers' plight today.
So give me your assessment of obviously they're going to have another shot at the free agent market. We've got some draft choices that are coming up. Where you think this team is going to be under new leadership in 2 years?
It's not right going to be a matter. Yeah, it won't be, again, coming through free agency. But what I think you will see happen, Guy, is the new GM will come in and he is going to make a lot of trades. And I'll tell you what, they do have pitching to make some deals. It won't be necessarily a dramatic deal, but it's going to be multiple deals that they're going to be making in order to try to parlay some kind of net gain from a volume landscape. And that's really what I think a new GM will do. And then, of course, they'll fill in with some free agents that are reasonable. They'll make, but they're going to do it primarily by getting some trades made and then getting some kids presently in the system into that lineup next year. The Kreidlers, Torkelson will be good, Green, and that way you're going to begin to revamp the lineup.
And Lord willing, some decent health for all of them. Lynn Hanning, thanks so much. We appreciate it, my friend.
Okay, Guy, anytime.